Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Leah Bergman with this coach, the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, a couple games since we last talked to you. Lost to Sacred Heart Thursday, 46-42, a 52-48 loss to Osborne on Tuesday, so a couple four-point losses to start this second semester. Take me back first quickly through the Sacred Heart game and how you felt about that one.
Yeah, Sacred Heart, you could tell it was our first game since Christmas break. And like I told our girls, I kind of consider Christmas, after Christmas break, the start of our season. You know, it's hard to get in a real good rhythm and get a good sense of how your team will play before Christmas break, knowing that you have a two-week break coming up. So I usually consider, you know, Christmas break on our season. And so first game after that, you could tell our girls were a little bit slower than the normal, a little bit rustier than normal. I thought our effort was there. I thought we played really hard. Sacred Heart put up a good fight, and you know, it showed us some things that we need to continue to work on. But for the most part, you know, we couldn't shoot the ball for sure. I mean, we look at our free throw percentage and our field goal percentage was pretty low. And again, I chalk that up to first game back. We had practiced in Tipton all week. We hadn't practiced in our gym, and so that'll happen. Overall, I was happy with Sacred Heart, our effort. It was a tough game. I think if a couple things would have gone differently, we would have won. And then Osborne last night, another tough game. We didn't shoot nearly like we're capable of shooting. I think, you know, we missed several baskets that we normally would make, and I told our girls there's nothing to hang our heads on because, you know, a couple baskets go in that normally would, and we win that game. So I thought we did a really good job on the defensive side of the ball last night. You know, we held Trinity, who's averaging 22, 23 points a game. We held her to 12, which I thought was great. I thought we handled their pressure well and just came up short in the end, but again, our effort was there. The things that we needed to do or that we could control, I thought we did a pretty good job. We can't control if our shots go in or not. So those things are out of our hands, but overall I was pleased.
Open League Tournament Friday with Natomas, a team you played at the beginning of the season, beat them 60-33. What are your thoughts on this game and leading into the NPL tournament there Friday?
Yeah, I think it gives us another chance again to work on some things we've been focusing on in practice. Just sharpen some of our plays, you know, get more comfortable playing that aggressive defense, and then hopefully make it on to the next one. You know, you always want to win every game you play. You want to win your league tournament, but ultimately we're playing for to win our sub-state. So as much as I know we can win our league tournament, as much as I want to win every game that we play, ultimately I want our girls to get better and learn as they go, because winning sub-state is what's most important.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Natomas on Friday.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in north central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
Back on the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94, Lance Bergman with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games to start out the second semester since we last talked. You lost to Sacred Heart 60-37 last Thursday, and then a 56-50 hard-fought loss there at Osborne on Tuesday. Just these first two games of the second semester, take me through them. Obviously, kind of different into the spectrum, but still a couple losses for you to start the second semester.
Yeah, you never like to lose, but I can handle at least the loss against Osborne from Tuesday night way better than I can the Thursday night loss against Sacred Heart, because we just flat out didn't show up to play. We didn't perform. You tell her on Christmas break, and the bad part is, the coach, you know it's coming. You know, you have the feeling, you see it in practice. It's just hard to get the kids that we go into Christmas break playing well, feeling good about ourselves, figuring some things out. Then you got, you know, kids have family things, and you get about three practices in, and you play pretty tough competition, and you just, you're not ready for it. I mean, no matter what you try to do, it just didn't, we've struggled with that the last 2 years, so I need to figure out something. But, you know, the kids rebounded, and that's the nice thing about basketball in this part of the season. You know, you don't have to chew on it for too long before you get an opportunity to get to another game. We knew what to expect from Osborne. The hard part about it, again, as a coach, is you said don't let Garmin get open shots from the outside, especially on his home floor, the way he's been shooting. He hits the first one, it's like, oh, and I look down at the bench, I said, guys, that's not good. Then he hits the second one, and I'm like, we're in trouble now. And then, you know, then he hits another one and another one and another one. You're like, oh, my goodness, how are we not finding him right now? But after he hits a couple, I told him at halftime, I said, right now the basket is the size of an ocean for him, and for us it's the size of, you know, a little milk crate. I mean, it's just small for us, and we're struggling. It's huge for him, and we just got to stay with it. And then, you know, the Hamill kid, he's done really well against us the last 2 years since he's transferred from Stockton. So did really well, but the effort, Dusty, it wasn't even comparable between the two games. I mean, Sacred Heart, we were flat. We had zero energy. We were on our home floor, and you thought, man, we'd have it. One of the other Catholic schools in the diocese, you know, you really wanted to put on a performance, and didn't happen. But fortunately, we came out against Osborne, fixed a few things. It looked pretty good. I still argue that they find another gear whenever they play us. I mean, if they played like they do against us all the time, man, they're something else. They're impressive when they play us. So I was wanting to avoid them in the league tournament. Got that wish, got down to the sixth seed, and then, of course, there's a coin flip of go, which I don't want to, I guess I shouldn't talk too much about the league tournament, but I was not surprised when I knew it came down to a coin flip who I'd be playing if we won our first round and get in on Monday. So, obviously, it just goes by seeding. It don't matter who you play and what you do, but we're just hopefully fix some things that we needed to after the Osborne game and get ready.
You do open with Lincoln here at the tournament on Friday, or Tescott, excuse me, in Lincoln, I should say. When you play Tescott, what do you expect to see from them?
You know, they're just a young team that continues to try to get better and play hard. You know, we're going to try to run them off the floor. I mean, we're deep. You know, we feel like we're getting ourselves back in shape, so we're going to pressure them. You know, the fact that we're playing, it's not always a bad thing. You know, some teams want to buy. In this case, the kid, for us, it's probably better for these kids to play. I need more playing time for my kids with this group, you know, trying to figure out a rotation, trying to get those things, you know, knocked down a little bit better and figure out how I want to do things. I mean, it's probably better that we do get to play in games and get ourselves ready. So I'm actually kind of excited about it, other than the fact it's just going to be another really long day for me. I had a lot of those with my kids in junior high and practices and work things, but I don't like the fact that the girls play at the same time as us either. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way it goes. So we're going to come out ready. We're going to come out focused. We're going to get after it at practices, obviously, and get ourselves a little bit of confidence and finally get hopefully a win to start the year. And hopefully that can spiral into a whole bunch more for us and really get our confidence going.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck there on Friday night against Tescott and the rest of the MPL tournament there.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home.
Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Scott Germark with us now, coach of the girls of Lakeside High School. Coach, a couple wins since we talked last. You moved to 6-3 overall, 4-0 in the league now. You beat Pike Valley on Friday, 71-43, and then a 43-41 win at Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. First, take me back to that Pike Valley game. Some quick thoughts on a big win there on Friday night. You're able to pull away a little bit there in the second quarter.
Yeah, I really think with that Pike Valley game, watching film on them, they're relentless. I mean, their effort, their aggression, and I told the girls, I was like, we need to match that and bring it even more, because you can't just look at the record and think that it's going to be an easy win. And I mean, they come out the first quarter, I think it was tied or maybe they were up by two, but then, you know, we started getting going and we kept our energy level high. And and from a confidence standpoint, I mean, we had some girls stepped up. I mean, Addison Walters comes in, has a good game for us, goes 4-for-6 from threes. And you know, I've tried to challenge her, and I thought she did really good. She's done what she's able to do and just come in and play a big game. And then, of course, you know, Kylie has a good game. And then Lauren is just so solid down low, you know, with her athleticism and her rebounding. But I thought all the girls played good. I mean, they did everything we wanted to and more.
Take me through Thunder Ridge then on Tuesday, a 43-41 win up at their place. You get the road victory. What stood out the most Tuesday night?
Yeah, with that game, the girls, you know, after they beat us the second game, they were disappointed, and I think maybe they had this one circled a little bit. And, you know, Thunder Ridge came out and we were chasing 10 after the first quarter. I think it was 13-3, and the girls were just pressing, you know, trying too hard to play perfect. And once they settled down, and we were fortunate enough that Slavic and Ritzky got into foul trouble, and we took advantage of that game, and doing what we have been, carried it over from the game before. We were up by one at halftime, and then, you know, the second half, just the same thing. Our ability to compete and just have confidence in what we're doing in our game plan. And I thought the girls did really great. I mean, you know, Tori is just so hard down low. I mean, she is just so good. And the Ritzky girl is just, I mean, it's hard to contain them. And I thought the girls did really good, and they were able to fight through some adversity. And I'm just really proud of where we're at and how we're competing and looking forward. I like where we're going.
League tournament coming up. You have Southern Cloud in the first round of the play-in game there on Friday. They're 0-7 this year. What are your thoughts, and what do you want to do against Southern Cloud in that opener?
We're going to just try to keep doing what we're doing. I mean, playing aggressive on the boards, being confident in what it is we're doing, making sure that we're moving our feet and we're not just picking up the cheap fouls. And we know that our league's tough. I mean, you look at it from top to bottom. I mean, you can't take a night off, because anybody can come up and get you. So just trying to do what we do and just keep the pedal to the floor.
Scott Germark, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck as you open out the NPL tournament Friday.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, certified public accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust, fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Welcome back here on KD Country 94 in a Locker Room Chat. Drew Dusky joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, and unfortunately a couple losses in league play. Pike Valley on Friday night, a 71-62 setback, and then he lost at Thunder Ridge 67-37 on Tuesday. First, going back to Pike Valley, what stood out in that game? You were able to kind of get back into it there in the third, but they made a run at the end of the quarter and really never looked back in that one, winning it by 9. Pike Valley on Friday, what was the biggest thing that maybe led to the loss there Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we shot the ball particularly well in the first half, but we were only down by 7. I think it was 25-32, and I thought we had a good third quarter. I think we tied it up at one point when it was 44-44, and we kind of had the momentum, and like you said, they went on a run, and we just couldn't combat that. And they did a good job. They shot the ball well at times, and the turnovers were huge for us. I think we had, 18 to 20. Talking about even if they, score on half of those, that makes up the difference in the game. And we gave them, multiple opportunities when they're on offense to get second and third and sometimes fourth looks at the basket. So we didn't rebound the ball well. And we probably left a good 15 points on the floor just layups. And some of them were uncontested. And those are things that you've got to fix and you've got to do within the game for us to be able to be competitive and be able to win. So, it was a tough loss for us. But Pike Valley, they got a good group. They got some seniors that they can play ball, and they're always competitive.
Sounds like you caught Thunder Ridge on one of their best nights there on Tuesday. What stood out there?
We started in a zone, and hopefully, they weren't going to shoot the ball well, kind of like in that preseason tournament, and they shot lights out. Everybody that was shooting from the outside, they were knocking them down. Offensively, we're missing open shots, and we got to have guys that are going to step up and be able to knock down open shots. It's not like we weren't getting good looks at the basket, but it was a rough game, and Thunder Ridge is physical, and it's hard for us to combat that physicality, with our guys. We just don't match up size wise and strength wise with them. But again, I think we had 25 turnovers. and you know, rebounding was an issue. And I understand, you know, going against bigger teams, that can be, you know, that can happen. But we've got to have a little bit more drive and desire and some emotion when we're out there playing. We just kind of look lackluster at times.
Lincoln to open out the NPL tournament, coming up on Friday, as you'll have them in the play-in game. Lincoln, they just picked up their first actual win of the season last night. Their other win was a forfeit, but they played real well against Tescott and won by 21. What are your thoughts on Lincoln there on Friday?
Yeah, and I haven't seen any film yet, and just looking at what they, their score against Tescott, it kind of looks like maybe us and Lincoln are pretty comparable. But, the way the seedings are at right now, I like where we're seated in the tournament, and hopefully we can come out and put together four quarters of good basketball. Because so far this year, we haven't played a good, complete game, and that's what we need. So we need to come out. We need to score the ball efficiently and play good defense and make sure we're rebounded. And we need to try to be the physical team. And hopefully we can get back on the winning track because we've got a pretty good losing streak going on here. And the boys need to gain some confidence. They need to gain some confidence as a team and in themselves. And hopefully we can turn things around come Friday.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the locker room. Chance, coach, thanks for the time and best of luck as you play in the NPL tournament this week.
Thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
At Nextech, we make life better by providing world-class technology. In fact, we've been doing just that for more than 70 years. For your home, we've got you covered with the fastest internet speeds available, streaming TV, local phone, and home security. For your business, we have the solutions you need for IT, cloud, infrastructure, cybersecurity, and more, all backed by our robust fiber-powered network. To experience world-class technology and service, visit next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Thursday evening locker room chats, and I have Rock Hills girls head coach Nick Meisner with us. And Coach Meisner, he had a tough competitive ball game on Tuesday evening, came out on the top end of a 45-39 win against Lawrence Nelson out of Nebraska.
We picked up a win Friday at Chase, got a little momentum over the weekend and felt good about that and closed that game out and and had a battle last night. It was back and forth, probably a 2 to 4 point game either way. And, you know, fourth quarter, you know, we just kind of stuck with it, battle. We were down by 4 with about 3.5, 4 minutes to go, and kind of got the shots we wanted inside. We finished, and then we went 7 for 7 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, and finished the game on a 12-2 run to win by 6. So, you know, Lawrence Nelson was tall, long. They played a tough 1-3-1 defense, and we handled it pretty well. We still got to handle the silly turnovers and passes at times that are just unforced. But, no, it was a fun one to coach, fun one to be in. The girls really, really, I think something clicked, and they're learning to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations. And once you kind of get numb to that, you know, really the sky's the limit, in my opinion, and that's what you want going down the stretch. And I got to give a shout-out to our JV squad, too. You know, they take a beating in practice and give us a good look on scout team, and we're 4-1 there, and with our only loss is a 5-point loss to Clifton Clyde. So I feel like things are really moving in a positive direction for everybody, you know, 1 through 14 players for us.
And at a good time, too. You got the Northern Plains League tournament coming up. You're going to start as an 8 seed in this one. You got a game on Friday against Lincoln. What do you expect there?
You know, Lincoln's tough. They're athletic. They've got a good inside presence, and they picked up a good win last night. You know, Chesapeake's a feisty team and had some good wins on the season. And, you know, we're going to have to focus and you know, shut their inside player down, but yet not forget about the perimeter. They've got girls that can score, and I feel like they've been a little bit like us and just slow offensively to kind of get their footing and stroke and rhythm down. And I, you know, that's probably my fear a little bit, is they'll come out of that, you know, against us, but we got to do what we can to thwart that and defend the perimeter. You know, but last night we did, or last couple games offensively, we've kind of started to click better, get some more scores going. Lauren Wessel had a great game last night and played really within herself and shot a high percentage. And that's something we needed going forward. And Danica Frost hitting a couple trays outside. And you know, we've got a couple others that are, it's right there, and it's going to start going in for us. Bethany Simlick's another one as a freshman, really starting to come into her own. So positive things going in Friday. We can't get complacent and satisfied. We got to stay hungry, and we'll preach that here the next couple of days, because if we can get by Lincoln, we're staring at number one Osborne, and you know, but that doesn't happen until we get by Friday. So we can't get satisfied and get caught looking ahead.
Of course, there's not a whole lot to be said about Osborne. They are the number one seed for a really good reason, and we'll kind of catch up with the progress and how the tournament, hopefully for you, is progressing or has progressed if something goes wrong. You never want to think about that, though, do you?
No, sure don't. And like I said, just one practice at a time, one game at a time, is you just got to go through. It's a long season.
All right, we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless pork loin, $1.99 a pound, and now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Premium Honey Crisp apples, only $1.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We have our Thursday night locker room chat show. Rock Hills head coach Zach Duffy joins us, of the boys team, I should say. And, coach, a tough one on Tuesday evening. Lawrence Nelson got the better of you there, 45-20. What did Lawrence Nelson do that gave you a little trouble?
Oh, Lawrence Nelson, Coach Decker Brown, he's a really good coach up there in Lawrence Nelson. He's got a good culture of boys that are just, they play hard and they're really gritty. And we kind of talked about last week, you know, that Nebraska style of basketball is just, you know, there's just that physical aspect to it that always is a little tough getting adjusted to. And then I think it's tough for them kind of adjusting as they come down here too. But, you know, Lawrence Nelson, I don't know that they started a guy that was under 6 foot, 6 foot one. And when you have two guys inside that are 6'5" or better, and you got a guard on the outside that's shooting at about 40% from Trey Land, it's very tough. And, they were up in our grill and up in our face, and that was tough for us to adjust to. And as I told the boys, I said it was good for us to play. It's good for us to play teams like that, you know, early in the year, because it better prepares us for later down the road, and especially as we go into postseason. So, yeah, Lawrence Nelson, just a lot of length, a lot of athleticism, deep team, well coached. They don't beat themselves. So it was a good test for us, and one we'll learn from and we'll move on from.
Now you get a tournament situation with the Northern Plains League coming up on Friday. You'll start as the number 9 seed, and you'll take on Southern Cloud. What can you expect from Southern Cloud?
Yeah, so just briefly started watching some film on them. And, again, as I look across the board for them, that's starting a lot of height and a lot of length. And I think Southern Cloud's kind of going to shock some people this year. I think they're a much improved team from last year and even some years past. And I know both Coach Perkins is over there, good coaches, and they'll get those boys to play hard. And so it's going to be another good test for us and one that we're looking forward to. So continue to watch some film and prepare as best we possibly can.
And if things go well for you on Friday evening, you would take on the number 1 seed in the tournament on the boys' side, the Osborne Bulldogs. What does Osborne do well that let them get to the number 1 seed here so far?
Yeah, Osborne, I mean, for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, they're really good athletes over there. And like I said, when you put some length on the inside, that can really finish and get to the rim well, and then you stick shooters on the outside, it just makes it tough on you as far as what you're going to do defensively. And especially if you decide to stay in, you know, a defense for extended period of time, that offense and that athleticism is going to adjust to you accordingly. So they do a really good job, Osborne does, of getting up in your face and forcing you to make decisions and honestly forcing you into tough decisions to make on the offensive end. So we have to do a good job if we, you know, get past Southern Cloud of preparing for some pressure that's going to be in our face and understanding how to handle that and relieve some pressure for some of our guards at times.
All right, we'll catch up with you next week and get a progress report on what happened during the weekend, and hopefully for you the early part of next week as well.
All right, thank you.
Rock Hills Locker Room Chats brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. A 6-ounce package of blueberries, just $1.99. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless beef rump roast, only $3.99 a pound. Now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chats. Unfortunately, we were unable to talk to Sylvan Lucas girls head coach Craig Batchman this week, but we do have an update on his squad. They are now 6-2 on the season. That comes after a 47-20 victory over Natoma earlier this week. In that game, Keeley Kenobi scored 27 points to lead Sylvan Lucas in that winning effort. Not only has Kenobi led her team to this 6-2 start, but has passed quite the individual milestone as well. Those 27 points against Natoma put her over the 1,000-point mark for her career. So congratulations go out to Keeley Kenobi for that individual accomplishment. Looking ahead to the Northern Plains League basketball tournament for the Sylvan Lucas squad, that 6-2 record is good enough to get them the number 3 seed on the girls' side of the bracket. Wilson the number 2, Osborne the number 1. They await the winner of the St. John's Tipton Natoma game that will be on Friday. Sylvan Lucas will take on the winner of that one on Monday. If they are successful in that quarterfinal round, if seeds hold, they would play the 2 seed. Wilson would either have to beat Tescott or Pike Valley. That game would be on Tuesday in Lincoln High School. I know from previous locker room chats, Coach Batchman wanted to see some consistency from his team coming out of the Christmas break and wanted to see if he could establish a second score to go with Kenobi. If they can accomplish those 2 goals this week, they should have a long run in the Northern Plains League basketball tournament. We look forward to catching up with Coach Batchman next week and getting his thoughts on his team's performance in the Northern Plains League tournament.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thursday evening locker room chats, and I have Sylvan Lucas boys head coach Jeff Starkey with us. And Coach, you got a little tune up there against Natoma over the weekend, 63-26. You got the victory. Now you have the Northern Plains League tournament coming up. What would you like to see carried over into the tournament that you saw on Tuesday night?
Yeah, we had our varsity play about half the ball game, but the thing I liked when they were out there is the fact that I thought they moved the ball really well and found good shots, and that's been something that you know, we talked about before Christmas, being more consistent. I think that's one of the areas we got to be more consistent in, you know, as a group.
As you head into this Northern Plains League tournament, are you 100% healthy? Did you come out of Christmas break okay?
Yeah, we're more healthy now than we were a week ago, so that's good. you know, it's always something that can go day to day, and you know, there's times during this time of the year where you have kids that get, you know, sick or have illnesses. So you know, that's something that you know, you're always kind of watching and knowing that could go through your team as well.
You'll be one of the 3 teams that get a first-round bye, so you'll wait until Monday as the number 3 seed. Do you want to wait that long, or would you rather play, or would you – I guess you don't really want to you'd like to have that first-round bye so you know you're going to advance, but do you want to wait all the way to Monday?
No, I think, you know, especially coming off that long Christmas break where we practiced 9 times without a game, I think any time you can play a game right now would be good for us. But we have another – you know, 3 days of practice, which is kind of a long stretch when you start getting into the season. So I'd rather play than sit.
And we'll be either St. John's Tipton or Tescott. I know as a coach you're going to say you don't have a whole lot of, you know, you don't want to lean either way. But do the kids, do they think about that? Maybe get revenge on a year before or something like that, or a football game that they might want to get a little revenge from? Do they think about that?
No, but, you know, in this tournament, you're talking about your league school, so they, you know, they all know kids from every school, and we've competed against kids from every school, and so, you know, they get excited for all those games just because, you know, they're a league opponent, and that's what makes this next week fun.
Okay, Coach, good luck, and we'll check in with you next week. And, you know, on for your sake, hopefully how the tournament is progressing instead of progressed, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Talk to you next week, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.